And welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Trav and I are now rolling as a duo.
Yep. Sean didn't see the second episode when we were filming this.
Just a step behind. Just a little bit behind. So we're going to talk about episode 2 of the Book of Boba Fett on Disney Plus.
Boba Fett.
Spoiler's going to be here. There's no way around it. We're going to talk real quick about our thoughts on it. If you haven't seen it, go see it and then come back. That also applies, obviously, to episode 1. Go see episode 1 and then come back. It's worth your time. So, episode 2, much longer, much more action-packed, a lot more plot than the first one. Although it kind of borrows the same structure, where it's basically two halves of a story. First half flashes back to Boba after Return of the Jedi, when he kind of does the Dances with Wolves thing with the Tusken Raiders and, you know, becomes part of the tribe. And then the second half is about him slowly accruing power at Mos Espa and basically trying to fill the power void left by Jabba the Hutt. So, Trav, what are your thoughts? What'd you think?
Yeah, they kind of started out showing Boba going, you know, trying to track down the assassin that was trying to kill him and all that jazz, and they go see the mayor. And then a lot of it was focused on the flashback, which again went down the what is the known as the white savior trope of like, oh, and then they took me under their wing, and then they made me their king. I became the best fighter. They taught me all the, much like Avatar.
Last Samurai.
Yeah, Last Samurai, all that jazz.
Interestingly enough, though, somebody pointed this out. I want to say it was one critic said that, and normally I don't read other critics like before anything, but I was very curious to see what people thought of this one. And somebody pointed out that Tamua Morrison is an indigenous New Zealand Kiwi.
Yes, that is
which
true.
Is an interesting flip. It's like... Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly the white savior. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's essentially the same...
Same idea.
Yeah, same idea, but this isn't the white savior.
It's a little more ironic, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was the train heist, the getting to get the respect of the other Tusken Raiders, and it's a story I have seen too many times before, and this second episode just didn't really do it for me. Boba Fett is not Mando. He doesn't have like the creed that we've seen. Like, he's mainly in it for the money. We've only seen him just capture people and kill them. Like, he has a way looser moral compass than Mando.
Yeah.
And I want to see him Wolverine fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing that. Like, maybe he's holding himself back. Maybe halfway through this, he's going to be like, you know, I've tried to be nice. I've tried to do things the nice way. Like, they just want to see a little of the old Boba again, and I'll give it to them. Yeah. And at that point, I'll be like, all right, sweet. Yes, this is what I want to see.
Yeah.
But he's mollycoddling, like, the people on Tatooine. Mm-hmm. I love that we're going to get to see the whole gangster version of his rise. Or I've even heard that from the first episode, he keeps pointing out that he doesn't know the language, and they need a protocol droid. He didn't know the language of the other guy that was tied up with him with the Tusken Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know the language of the Tusken Raiders. He didn't know the language of people there to give him fealty when he was the kingpin.
The Hutts.
And that this is going to be him deciding to put down in writing a lot of the history of things that happened that there don't seem to be a lot of historians in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I've heard that as a excuse or a thought of what the title Book of Boba Fett means.
Yeah.
Unless it's just the Book of Boba Fett. This is how, you know, he rises to
his story,
his, you know, kingdom.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, it's like, I'm not completely sold on it. I'm like you. I think it's difficult for me sometimes to peel my fandom away. I'm obviously a sucker for anything Star Wars, you know. I almost like it from the get-go. It has to really fuck up for me to not like it. I Yeah, I'm going to have to see where it's going. I'm like you. I don't want to see Boba Fett in second gear. I want to see him, like, laying waste to people. You know, that's the thing. It's like he doesn't have that code. You know, he does what he wants and does what's in his own interest, which usually amounts to badass stuff.
Yeah, no disintegrations. Clearly, he likes disintegrations. He's like, fuck this. I'm going to disintegrate the shit out of people.
Yeah.
I need to see him unfettered,
yeah,
if I may.
Yeah. What's that, the Godfather 3 scenario where it's like, when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. You know, it's like, you know, he's, you know, there's obviously evidence that he's trying to kind of develop a little bit of a moral compass, kind of, I mean, a la Don Vito, you know, where it's like, he's a gangster and he's a villain, but he still has that sort of fiber. He's good in his own way. You know, he obeys his own specific code. Whereas Michael Corleone is just unhinged villain, you know, like, does what he wants. So this series might be about that transition, or about him temporarily stepping out of his own code and doing some badass shit. Who knows?
Yeah. I wonder if they keep saying, because to me, Boba Fett wouldn't have given a shit if, like, the two Hutt twins showed up. Like, in my mind, before seeing all this, Boba Fett would have just, like, shot them both between the eyes and be like, oh, I wasn't supposed to. Oh, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, you thought you were dealing with the Hutts? Like, no. Hutts are over. They're gone. Yeah. It's my place now. Like, yeah, this is vulgar, but I want Boba Fett swinging his dick around a lot more than I have seen it.
Taking no prisoners. Far. Yeah.
Yes. And he's got to keep, you know, hopping in this healing pod.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if he's got to get to, you know, full fighting strength, and then he's going to be like, all right, now... No, kid gloves are off.
The image that popped in my mind when they're talking about that, like, you have to get permission to kill a Hutt. Goodfellas.
Made Man.
Yeah, Joe Pesci, when he beats that guy to death for mouthing off to him, and it's like that seals his doom. It's like maybe there's a pragmatic element to Boba Fett that we haven't seen before, where it's like, you know, if I kill these two Hutts, I'm going to bring a world of pain that, I mean, it's going to be more than I can handle. And so...
Yeah, I wonder if a lot of this isn't going to be him, because his entourage is very small. He's got the two, Gamorreans? What are they called?
Yeah, Gamorreans, yeah.
And then he's got his one droid, who is not a protocol droid, and then he's got his master assassin, and that's it. They show that he doesn't even have a rancor down there. He can just drop people into this area where... That's it.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they get the guy to confess with the idea that he's going to get eaten by the Rancor. Nothing down there.
But, I wonder if we're not going to see him accumulate people and underlings in this. If he's like, hey, I am a bounty hunter. I know how bounty hunters work.
Yeah.
Like, are you cool with the status quo? Or do you want to come work for somebody who knows you in and out and what you would want and all this, you know? Because I'm sure there's a way and there's an angle where Boba Fett can make the money, be the presence he wants, and also, you know, be respectful and do some good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm quite sure he's going to get that angle somehow, some way.
There's that kind of push and pull between him and his assassin where it's like you have to respect the customs or you have to kind of create your own way.
Mm.
There's that tug of war between them. So it's like that has to figure into the later storylines of like, is he going to embrace Tatooine or is he going to try and conquer it?
Yeah. And you know we're going to find an additional story of him. He goes and he finds his ship before, because he had his ship when he landed in the Mandalorian season 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you know he's going to somehow either be with the Tusken Raiders or something. They're going to show how he finds his ship called Slave 1.
Mm-hmm.
They've renamed it the Fire Spray.
Yeah.
Maybe it was referred to as Slave 1 as Jango Fett's ship, and maybe he's going to be like, all right, I'm going to rename it the Fire Spray. And maybe they're going to, you know, do that in this season.
Yeah.
But he's still got to acquire all of his toys, basically.
Yeah.
These series would make an excellent video game.
Yes. I'm just curious to see where it goes from here. I feel like we're at the opening part of, you know, the first two chapters of a book. So.
Yeah. The whole Tusken Raider thing with him gaining their trust and then doing the whole the train heist was interesting, but I honestly got kind of bored in the middle of it. I'm like, all right, well, I know this is going to be a longer episode. I just want things to get going. Like, if we already know where he ends up, like, everything in the past, like, I do want to see this, but I don't need to focus on every little part this much. Yeah. I just want, like, let's hurry this up. Because we know where he is afterwards, and there's really no stakes here that I care about.
No. And we're all here to see Boba Fett doing Boba Fett shit.
You know? Yes.
Seeing gangsters doing gangster shit.
Yes.
So let's get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a fucking rocket pack. Don't let four dudes with a shield box you in.
Yeah. And
when tasers. You can think in three fucking dimensions. Mm-hmm. Also, let's see more of that, you know, wrist-mounted whipcord launcher. It's fun to say.
Yes. Y'all drink every time Travis says that throughout these podcasts.
Wrist-mounted whipcord launcher.
Mm-hmm. It'll get you all hammered. But, yeah, I'm curious to see where it goes from here. I'm curious to see episode three. And so you guys listen to these, watch the two episodes, listen to our two episodes, and then check out episode three on Wednesday night, next Wednesday.
Talk shit about us in the comments.
Exactly.
Things we missed.
Because we love you. So, Travis Budd, and I'm Todd Wofford, and we thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
You can listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.